being the 30th of April, the last day of April, tomorrow being the 1st of May, the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, we can understand that the rosary is very much promoted because not only are we entering into the month of Mary, but also this great saint, Pius V, was called the Apostle or the Pope of the Rosary because he had asked all Christendom to pray the Most Holy Rosary as the clouds had been gathering over Europe, as the schism and the Protestant revolution had entered into its final phase and captured many souls away from the Catholic faith. It was also the time when Our Lady of Guadalupe was being made known throughout Europe as the different kingdoms in Europe, what was remaining of the Catholic kingdoms, and there was over 8-9 million people who entered into schism and joined the Protestant Revolution. But these small kingdoms in Spain, in Goa, and also in Vienna, had amassed together with the armada from the Papal States at Goa. And Pope Pius V was there to greet the men, to offer them rosaries, to give them his benediction, and then they were to travel around to the Gulf of Corinth to the Battle of Lepanto, where the Ottoman Empire was going to make a mass swarming over Christian Europe. At first, the battle was critical, and it looked as though the Christians were going to be defeated. There was a man by the name of Andrea Doria. He represented the contingent which came out of Spain. He had a little icon given to him by the king of Spain, of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And at this particular critical stage, he went before Our Lady, prostrated himself and pleaded with her. Victory did come. The winds changed, the gun barrels then became useful, and a devastating defeat came upon the Moors. The Islamic State had been shut down to enter into Europe. Because of this victory, there was over 12 to 15,000 oarsmen who were Christian freed. This was the last battle of ships with oars. It was also a time when the Pope, after having asked all Christendom to pray, he himself had received a vision when he went to the window of the Holy See office and saw mystically the victory had been attained. Nicodemus, in this reading of the Gospel today, had an understanding that woman is necessary for rebirth. He got it wrong, but at the same token, he knew that to be born again, you needed woman. This is what Our Lady does. She gives an opportunity to come back to life. When she is invoked, because of her role that she played, as Saint Irenaeus had said, co-saviour, that needs to be qualified in contemporary terms, simply that she cooperated in a unique way, and without Mary there was no salvation, because God had decreed that she was the one in which he was to send his only begotten Son into the womb and then be enfleshed. Mary plays this pivotal role of being the mother of the Redeemer and our mother, and brings about the graces necessary because of that role of being mediatrix. The graces come to us through Mary. So when we invoke Mary, we're so pleasing to God because she herself purifies our intentions and gives them directly to Jesus. This mystical way in which God has chosen his plan of salvation for the economy of salvation is, of course, a marvel in itself. A human, a creature, Mary alone, God being millions of times infinitely greater, but he decided to use this creature, smaller than an atom, if you'd like to put it in those terms, in order to come and dwell amongst us. And in Mary, she was able to contain in her what the whole universe could not contain. She became the mother of the visible God, and she brought forth Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, to bring salvation to the world. The rosary is the weapon. In the month of May, let us lift up the rosary. Let us start reciting the rosary again. Multiple graces are available to those who pray the rosary. One rosary a day is what Our Lady of Fatima has asked, but in May, being that day of May, or day of Mary and month of Mary, we find that the particular prayers that are being prayed will invoke greater rosaries, and it can bring about events which will bring a destruction, enchain those plans of the evil one, so that the kingdoms of this world are no longer a problem, and that the grace of heaven will come through and bring so many more children back to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.